We are bombarded with all kinds of messaging in media every day. Who's the hottest artist? What's the latest trend in social media? What massive tweet will change the civic or religious landscape? What's the next in thing? Messaging's not so bad if we keep it in perspective. And that's what we're going to do right now, today. Keep life in perspective as we listen intently for God's message so all the others will make sense. Welcome to Message Daily with your host, author, speaker, L. David Harris.
Peace and blessings, listening friends. We know that you could have chosen to spend your time doing any one of a number of things, but I'm excited that you have chosen instead to invest some of it with us. This is L. David Harris. I am your host, and this is Message Daily, where we give you God's Word every single day, and today is no exception. We are continuing in our devotional series titled, In These Last Days, the Message of the Book of Hebrews, this time under the caption, Perfected Through Suffering. Perfected through sufferings. We'll get into that in just a moment, but first, let's pray. Then we'll get underway. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us the privilege of opening up your word this morning again, and for the privilege to be called by your name. Father, teach us how to endure the trials we will face, and we're facing even now. And then when Jesus comes, he'll find a perfected people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen again. Perfected through sufferings. Well, by a show of hands, how many of you are interested in some more suffering? Go ahead and type it in the chat. Are you interested in having some more suffering? And I know that this is a trick question. Please don't say no. Don't beg for suffering. I mean, don't say yes. Don't beg for suffering. Yes, if it comes and when it comes, then we ask God for his grace. But suffering is not something that most of us sign up for and say, yes, please, may I have some more, sir? No. Now, the Bible does teach about Jesus's sufferings here in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. I will read verses 10, 17, and 18, okay? Here we are. For in bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was entirely appropriate for God, for whom and through whom all things exist, should make the pioneer of our salvation perfect through sufferings. Who's the pioneer of our salvation? Who's the originator of our salvation? Who is he? What is his name? And of course, we're saying this is about Jesus Christ. In verse 17 now, therefore, he had to be like his brothers and sisters in every way. We made a good point about this the other day, that we are his children. We are God, our Father's children, and we are the siblings of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters of Christ, if we do his commandments. Okay, so therefore, he would be like his brothers and sisters in every way, so that he could become a merciful and faithful high priest in matters pertaining to God, to make atonement for the sins of the people. So we see what his goal is in this equation. Verse 18, for since he himself has suffered when he was tempted, so Jesus what? Suffered. He what else? Was tempted. He is able to help those who are tempted. So we see now that, at least in part, that the reason for his suffering was so that he could be the what? Pioneer of our salvation. We'll say that again a little later, if the Lord spares life, right? And so that he could be a merciful high priest, so that he could represent us when we are going through our trials and we need to be forgiven of our sins. We need extra strength to be victorious over sins, yes. And he was tempted like us, so he could make atonement. He could make atonement for our sins. Jesus paid it all. Jesus was victorious in the flesh, and he gives us this victory when we submit our will to him. And then he teaches us how to actually live that way. When you have an opportunity, I want you to read from the book of Romans, chapters 6 through 8, right through, and then ask God how those three chapters relate to what I just shared with you. I want to talk about this concept of perfection, because if you are thinking with me, you're wondering, well, why would Jesus need to be perfected? Was he not also already perfect in every way? Well, yes. Absolutely. So this term perfect, don't misunderstand it. It means to complete, right? To bring to consummation. So we can see that the author, Paul, he doesn't mean that Jesus was not already perfect. Christ was as perfect as God our Father. In his incarnation, that is when he became in a human being, he was perfect as a man. By his sufferings, he became perfect as our Savior. This is what I want to talk about. This is what we're talking about today. His sufferings had a goal, the suffering of Gethsemane and of the cross, which led to his death, was the perfection. I'm putting up air quotes for those who can't see me, right? His perfection, his completion is based on what he endured in order to go to the cross for our sakes. This qualified him as our Savior. He was completed as our Savior, perfected as our Savior. This is good. No cross, no salvation for us. Did you get that? If Jesus didn't go to the cross and give his life a ransom for many, no salvation for us. No success in the mission that Matthew chapter 1 outlines as Gabriel is speaking to Mary about that holy thing that shall be called the Son of the Highest, the Son of God. No success at saving his people from our sins. And so this perfection had to do with the completion, the qualification as Jesus became Savior, the anointed one that Daniel spoke of in the last part of the 70 weeks of years prophecy, as he would appear as Messiah, the anointed one, in the Jordan River, as John the Baptist would have baptized him. That's bonus. I added that so you could know about it if you didn't already know. Now, in the book of Hebrews, we're running now, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, the Bible reads, "Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author," the what? "The author of eternal salvation unto them that obey him," unto all who obey him. So type in the chat if you agree with this. I will suffer, but Jesus suffered the most. I will suffer, but Jesus suffered the most. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, you will find a promise that likely you will never find in a personal promise book. You will not find a preacher jumping up and down saying that this is a promise from God, brothers and sisters. No one will get excited about this, at least no one I know, right? But the Bible says in verse 12, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus," here is the promise, "shall," not might, "shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou, dear brother, continue thou, dear sister, in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." We know that this was Paul speaking to Timothy, but we can apply it to us today. Remember, I will suffer, but Jesus suffered most. And he is qualified to be our Savior as a result. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every person. He has done it for you. He has done it for me. And for this, we give God thanks. Peace.
Thanks for joining us, listening friends. Always remember, what God says matters most. His message shared through our lives has the power to change the world today and provide hope for the future. This has been Message Daily with L. David Harris. Until next time, make it a great day.